Hi, I'm Colleen McNamara,
and you're listening to My Dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
If I were the man I was 5 years ago, I'd take a flamethrower to this place!
You know, sometimes the music's coincidental. This is, but it's appropriate.
Huh?
So, what are you upset about today?
Who?
You.
I'm not upset about anything.
You're about to be upset, though, aren't you?
What?
You're about to be upset, aren't you?
No, what are you going to do?
I'm not doing anything. You were asking me
the
name of somebody.
Oh, the Grace of Story guy?
Yeah. Tell everybody what we're talking about.
Oh, we're not on the air, are we?
Yes.
No.
Why not?
We're not on the air. I didn't hear the intro music. Go ahead.
We're on the air. Do you want to hear Revolution again? You want to hear? You were screwing around with your stupid headset.
No, we're not on the air. Come on. Okay. Let's get on the air, though.
All right. Hold on. You're right. We weren't. We'll go on the air right now.
I know. You're too predictable, man. You're too predictable.
All right. Hold on.
Hi, I'm Colleen McNamara, and you're listening to My Dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
If I were the man I was 5 years ago, I'd take a flamethrower to this place!
Okay, you happy now?
I didn't hear anything.
Oh, you didn't? You're not getting that, then.
No.
Nothing? Okay, I'll fix it. I had to switch things up because I'm getting ready to do expeditionary operations. So I'm in the midst of doing stuff. So that's why you're not getting the feed. It's a switch. I got to figure out. So anyway, we're talking about before we came on. You're asking me if I know somebody. Why?
Yeah. So John Doe. Text me, you know, this is what I hate about social media. I really do. Because you just get this blanket, like, friend request. And you're like, who are you? I don't know you. Or, name sounds familiar, don't need it. And then people get offended, like, when I sent them, like, hey, what's your background? Who are you? I forgot, you know. Oh, man, dude, you know, like, then shut the fuck up. You don't need to be a friend of mine. Bye. And so, but in this case, well, Mr. John Doe, sends me a friend request, and there's something there that I'm like, God, I remember this name, but where do I remember this from? And then I look at his picture, and I'm like, I think there's something in the past that me and him didn't get along. There was something there.
How would you describe the butting of heads? Would it be something that was very disturbing?
Oh,
just like, because you butt heads with a lot of people. I butt heads with a lot of people.
No, this guy was about himself. It was all about him. And so, and if you look at his picture, it's evident again, or his pictures that he's taken, they're all about, I mean, it's like these pictures and they make him look really good. Like he's really, 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 really important. And
okay.
So,
okay. Describe the picture then.
Oh, dude. I mean, the whole thing. I mean, you're in your blue dress alphas. No. Your medals. He's got his MARSOC. You know, I didn't know they started giving the MARSOC seals that you wear on your pocket, like the Joint Chiefs stuff.
Do they? I mean, come on. It is like.
Well, maybe he's out of uniform then, but he's got one on his left breast pocket, you know, like they normally wear for Joint Chiefs jobs or, you know, state, you know, whenever you serve for those kind of things. The royalty button that goes on your left pocket. Make you look like a douchebag. That's what I used to call them, the royalty buttons, because you only see like monarchies, like Prince Andrew and Prince Harry and Prince whatever. They wear them. So we in America wear them just to, and it's like, why would you wear that? First of all, why would you let people know that you were in that douchebag outfit in the first place?
Well, I mean, okay, we have them for the White House. If you served in the White House, you get them.
You get them serve in the DOD.
DOD. So in the Pentagon, you get one for that?
We all served in the DOD, so I don't know why we didn't get our monarchy push button. and
just so everybody knows, there are these big emblems, right? And they have gold normally around the edge, and there's something in the center, and that you wear them like in the center of your pocket.
It's the seal. It's the seal of that department.
Yeah. You get that. So he's got one of those on, and he's in his dress blue alphas.
Yeah.
Whoa.
You know, so metal. He's got his Sam Brown on.
My God.
And that's your profile picture. You know, you're like, come on.
That's an I Love Me picture. You maybe you have it up in your I Love Me wall.
Dude.
But nobody sees
it. My profile picture is me and a buddy sitting there at a shoe salesman in Afghanistan when they showed nothing but left-handed shoes or left-footed shoes.
Why?
Really?
I thought it was
a rocking chair at Jack Daniel's distillery.
I'll tell you what mine is. The big like background picture is of my four kids at Patrick's commissioning. It's one of the greatest pictures they've ever taken. John and Patrick are both in their alphas, in their green alphas. And then the two girls are there, and they all have these great smiles. It's one of the best pictures they've ever taken collectively. And then in the inset is a picture of Colleen and I at the Grammy Museum. Outside the Grammy Museum, bombed a selfie, and that's up there. Like, yeah, no, Mac did.
What the heck?
Mac did not roll I Love Me dressed blue Elvis in his face.
Okay, Wait a second. Grammy Museum?
Grammy Museum. Downtown L.A., baby.
Oh, talk about a self-perpetual bullshit. I mean, come on.
What's wrong with the Grammy Museum? What's wrong with the Grammy Museum? Are you going to hate the Grammy Museum? Do you hate music?
I'm hating on all those, like, those things. Like, sports museum or the Sports Hall of Fame. Like, who gives a shit?
Well, you can only hang out and do nothing so long, you know? And there was a Taylor...
Self-perpetuating narcissistic behavior.
Oh,
and then we build a shrine to him.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right. So you hate the Grammy...
Now you think in your mind, you're like, oh, this is personality of civil that we get from Gunner today. This is the Gunner's mood today. He's in this anti-narcissistic behavior. And I'm going to tell you, no, wrong, because I am a narcissist. But I'm a controlled narcissist. I use narcissism for good.
Okay, let me tell you. The most incredible form of narcissism is when you do both your part and my part, okay?
Yeah. A good friend of mine, she was the gal at Division that handles all the SARP. The sexual assault response coordinator. And she used to say that to me too. She'd laugh so hard. She like, I have never met anybody as narcissistic as you. And I would say like, oh no, and she goes, you know, you are extremely narcissist when you do my part and your part and you agree. And I was like, no, I'm not. You guys see, the problem is people look at narcissism as a bad thing. I take it as like a superhero power.
Do you?
Okay. Yes.
Okay, look, it's not. It's generally not complimentary, okay, just so you know.
Generally, but I'm in that one percentile that it is.
It is. All right, so you as a narcissist are looking at this guy and saying what?
No, I'm not looking at him with the lens of the narcissist. I'm looking at him with the lens of common folk.
Huh? What does that mean, common folk?
Okay, like you guys.
Like, first of all,
who in their
right mind would put a picture of themselves in their dress blue alphas That's a Facebook page. What? Come on, man. What are you doing? It looks... I mean, it's... Oh, really? It looks ridiculous.
And your highest medal is a Bronze Star. I beat you.
With a V?
Come on. No.
No V?
No, he's not. He's a senior officer.
That's a Navy comm, then.
Senior officers don't get Vs.
That's a Navy comm, then. If you... Okay, so just... Mike, explain...
Well, no, Bronze Stars are Army Good Conduct Medals in
combat. Thank you. Explain to everybody. That's what that is.
The Army single-handedly bastardized the Bronze Star Medal by handing them out like Skittles. I mean, they hand them out as good conduct medals in combat. So if you did your job, you got it.
You got a Bronze Star. That's a Valor Award, except now, you know, so when you see a Bronze Star, no V, that means they were in combat, they did something good, they're relatively high ranking, but it was not a valorous act that got them the award.
No, it was a meritorious service in combat.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's what a Bronze Star is.
There you go.
That's what they turned them into. They weren't that way before. But I mean... You know, and I'm not bashing on the Army, for Christ's sakes, but...
It sounded like you were.
No. I got buddies. Actually, I don't know if there's a buddy of mine right now in the Army who's listening, but he may be listening, and he's probably... I'm going to talk to him a little bit. He's probably going to go, you son of a bitch. No, but
the guy we're talking about is a Marine, so you really can't go there.
Yeah, the guy we're bashing on today is a Marine. We're bashing on Marines today.
But.
Because.
The Army.
Marines need to be bashed on.
Yeah, thank you. The Army, the other services do tend to hand out awards pretty easily. The Marine Corps is a little bit stingy, but.
You look at an Army uniform, and, I mean, the gadgets and trinkets and gadgets and whiz bangs and whatever. I mean, you need a manual just to read someone's uniform to see where they've been.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
What's this?
Everywhere.
Oh, I was with in Germany. I was served in Germany. You get a medal for that? No, I get this big rope that attaches to this big Bundeswehr wire, whatever shield thing that's on my pocket. Oh, cool. What's all that stuff for? You know, it's just there's so many gadgets.
They do.
And trinkets.
And all it does is make your uniform really complicated to put together, which means
the only service I've ever seen given out a ribbon bar for being a hand grenade marksman. So the army gives you a bar that goes on your thing for being close with hand grenades.
So how do they measure that? Do they have a range? You're a gunner. I thought
they got a range for everything.
So they have a range. For
everything.
Hand grenadery? And you go to that thing and you...
Absolutely. I guarantee you they got a grenade for hand grenadery, for M203 grenadery, for laws, for AT... They got ranges for everything. Okay. Not like the cheap Marine Corps. We got one range and you got to do everything on it.
We like it like that. So you go out there and you throw a few grenades and you're an expert. Can you be a sharpshooter with a grenade? Or is it just pass-fail?
I think you just qualify, you get a bar.
Got it. All right. Yeah, and the only thing that means is, like, when your uniform gets complicated to put together, you just don't have it dry cleaned. Okay? You dust it off because it's too much of a pain in the ass to take everything off and then put everything back on. So it doesn't get cleaned. Yep.
You know, when I got away with it, I used to wear nothing on my Charlies except for my bomb and my bar.
Come on.
I didn't wear any ribbons.
A big time.
And I get
like
the
Audie
gunner,
Murphy.
You got to wear your ribbons. They're called Summer Service Charlies. If you look up what Summer Service Charlie, I'm like, yeah, whatever. And then I would just put like two ribbons on it. And they're like, God, you can't do that. And I'm like, God, you got it, guys. Come on.
Well, who was I talking to that went back to the basic school and they said you only... He said, I got told by my company commander that you only wear your highest awards.
No, you
Right.
You only have to wear your personal decoration, right? Not your service.
Okay, that's what he gets told. It might have been Barney Barnum. So his only personal decoration was a Medal of Honor. So he's got one ribbon, and so
no, he had to have more than a Medal of Honor. He had that like a Purple Heart.
No, he didn't get a Purple Heart.
Yeah. Usually, guys that get Medal of Honors get Purple Hearts.
Yeah, well, not him.
Goes hand in hand.
Oh, really?
Goes hand in hand.
It's not a package. It tends not to be. It may happen like that, but it's not a package. He didn't get one. So,
it's a package.
So people, and so he shows up wearing only one ribbon because that's what he got told by the battalion commander. Hey, this is the one you wear. And who's a World War II guy, right? And then he shows up and he just gets shit on. Oh, you don't wear your, oh, you think you're all that in a bag of chips? You're just wearing that ribbon? Why don't you wear the rest of them?
Mm-hmm.
My battalion commander told me. So then he said, so then what I did was I put all the other ribbons on and I wouldn't wear the medal. Cause people, he said, then I got shit on for that. So he said, then I just wore everything. And I just said, this is what I rate. Don't bitch at me. Okay. This is what the Marine Corps says.
When
that I
worked
wear.
For, when, Pittman was still alive, when I had served with him just before he retired, Master Sergeant Pittman. And, he used to wear his, every once in a while, just that. And no one ever said anything.
Just his Medal of Honor.
Just his ribbon. Yeah, just pink, right on the Charlie.
Yeah, what are you going to say? Besides, he was like, he's like Mount Rushmore in the Marine Corps, right? Nobody would say anything to him anyway. He's like one of the founding fathers. And especially, I mean, you know, of School of Infantry West, and he was the man of all of that. And he ran.
No, you're thinking of Gibbs.
Oh, you're right. You're right. That's
what I'm
thinking
of. Gibb Bolton is the founder of modern day SLY West.
Yeah, he was the man, right? He did whatever. He ran that whole show for years. For years.
Yep.
And
Gibby.
Yeah, there you go. So anyway, are you going to friend this guy? Not friend this guy?
No.
Are you going to scream or what?
I got to talk to a couple people first to figure out what was his, why I didn't like him.
So once you determine why you didn't like him, then you'll.
Yeah,
then
I think it was during Duffy White. I got to call Duffy.
Duffy will know. Yeah, Gunner, don't you remember? He was that jackass. Oh, that's right. Okay, so what's your philosophy? See, I'm with you. People, they're not really my friends, but they're friends of friends. They want to friend me on Facebook. If I say no, do you want to be that guy?
Yeah, I don't. So my rule is, if it's a girl, she's got to be cute. No, I'm just kidding.
You know what he's so not getting?
No, but I normally don't ever befriend women because they're probably Islamic jihad agents that are out to kill me. you know, you look at their profile and there's like one picture. And so, you know, they're out there. They're you know, never befriend anybody that has one photograph.
Oh.
And that the account was just created yesterday.
Can you tell when that? Can you tell? Can you tell when the account was created?
Yeah, if you go down to the very bottom, it says, you know, joined or whatever.
All right. That's a few interesting little tidbits. Okay. All right, keep going.
Or my reply is, I usually deny him, and then my reply to him is, I deny, and then with comment, not today, ISIS, and then I leave. That's my reply.
Not today, ISIS?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Don't think for 1 minute that ISIS ain't coming after you, Mac. They're coming after you.
You know what? They listen.
Huh?
Yeah, you know, you can.
They listen?
Well, I can see who's listening if they join a few different listening services. And so all of a sudden I'll look up to see, and I'll see, you see all these, you know, like it's, you know, this many people are listening, blah, blah, blah. But then you can see names. and you see them in Arabic, and you're like, I want to believe that's a Marine serving someplace, and it comes through in Arabic. But is somebody collecting on us by listening to All Marine Radio?
Mm-hmm.
And I have to tell you.
Probably.
Yeah. And then if I go, I have another, if I have in the audio file things, like in the, where you listen, it gives all the countries, listener stats. Okay.
Right.
Beijing, Moscow. You're like, what? Yeah. Yeah. And you're just like, holy smokes, man. Holy smokes. Oman, Lebanon, Serbia, Chechnya, Croatia, Latvia, Sweden, Belarus, Hungary, Denmark, UAE, South Africa, Kenya, Nigeria, Saudi Arabia, Norway, Thailand, Netherlands, France, Republic of Korea, Libya, Finland, Romania, unknown, Belize, Tunisia, Guatemala, India, Egypt, Italy, Turkey, Australia, Morocco, Poland, Algeria, the Ukraine, Ireland, Russia, the United Kingdom, Canada, the United States.
Wow.
Yeah, how about that? Boom, global. Bitches. Global reach of All Marine Radio. That's right. That's right. So, so got a little bit of that going. But, yeah, it's pretty so easy.
Right.
You look around and, like, what cities you're like, holy smokes. Holy smokes. Did not know. Did not know. So, anyway.
Right.
So, anyway. You're famous, man. You're you're more famous than even you believe you are. Hey, I'm Mike Musselman.
Well, I was before the show.
So you're. I know. You're the gunner. Yeah. That's what they call me. My real name's Mike, though. So then he goes into the fake, I'm a normal guy. My real name's Mike, though. And then he shakes your hand. And
yeah, I'm just a nice guy.
So then he pulls on the sheep's cloth, right? Hi, I'm Mike. How's it going? Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. So there you have it. So there you have it. And then you can do it another way. I'm not going to read to you all the cities. That you know where there's listeners, but you scroll up and you're like, are you kidding? So it's pretty cool. Traverse City, Michigan, I think, right? Traverse City, Istanbul,
yeah.
Istanbul, Bangor.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody that knows. Maybe somebody knows you up in Bangor, Minneapolis, Boston, Eden Prairie. Hey, what's up? Mike Musselman probably owes you money or broke your windows. Come and find him.
Or both.
or both. San Clemente, 29 Palm.
Yeah, or both.
Or both. Or both. Do you have a little thing you do if somebody comes looking for you?
Looking for me?
Yeah.
No. Why?
No? All right. I just wondered. Have you ever heard that somebody came looking for you?
No.
Nope. The number one city that listens to All Marine Radio is unknown. Wow, like what? Yeah, unknown. How crazy is that? So anyway.
That is crazy.
Yeah. That is because they're listening. They're collecting. Yeah, so I'll look up and I'll see. Then, so you can see names, and most of the people don't put their name in, so it just comes up listener, and then you see the Arabic writing. And I always go. Anyway, did you see the picture I posted? Little kid saluting. How cool was that?
That was cool. His salute wasn't that great, but yeah, it was cool.
90 degrees at the elbow, but he needs a little work from elbow to the eyebrow. But I'm gonna
thumb
get
needs to be in line with.
Yep,
his.
Thumb's not in line, and then he's got the palm's got to be a little bit rotated, so he needs a little help. But everybody else put their hand over their heart. This kid busted out a salute, and you're just like, you know what? His mom taught him how to do that. You know, it's 2018. Haven't had that many casualties in the last 7 years. So probably lost his dad when he was a little guy. and his mom's taught mm-hmm. him right. And I just, you know, I'm getting ready to watch Yankee game, 4th of July, blah, blah, blah. Dog's going to have a meltdown. Getting ready, my laptop ready, trying to get it ready. I ripped that thing apart. I really didn't know what I was, well, I knew what I was doing, but it had a few extra screws that I didn't know about. And I didn't, and so I just pulled it apart and ripped them. But it all works, so it doesn't really an issue. Anyway, so I'm doing that. Yankee game's coming on. Gonna watch the Yankees play while I'm doing all kinds of stuff. And then all of a sudden, I hear TAPS. The TAPS program. Young members of the TAPS program are here today, to spend some time with the Yankees, and we'll be on the field for the national anthem. So I'm like, how cool is that? So the Yankees run out, take their position for the national anthem, you know, and here's all these little kids in their shirts. And I'm like, you know what? This is awesome that these kids get to do this and they feel a little bit of love. And blah. They just went through Father's Day, no dad around anymore. And it's cool. And then this kid busts off the salute, and I was like, dude, you little stud. But it rocked me. And then, the way I got the picture was I had to go back once the game was archived, and I had to, you know, begin watching. And then I paused it, and I just did screen saved it. And So they're on the read board on All Marine Radio. So if you haven't seen him, check it out. Just, and he's got to be between, what, 10 and 13, Mike, probably? Busting off a salute. Yeah. Hand salute. Poof. During the national anthem. So very cool. Very cool. How was your 4th of July? What'd you do?
We just relaxed. We barbecued and some buffalo burgers. Really good.
You didn't go down and be part of the number 3 4th of July celebration in the country, according to the fake news mecca of the planet, CNN?
Yeah. That's not fake news, man. That's real news.
No. It's fake, and you know it. Gunner sends me this link and says, hey, read this. And it's from CNN. I'm like, you know what? He's sending me some stupid link, and I'm just going to read it, and it's just going to piss me off. So I didn't read it. And so, I don't know, maybe a day and a half after he sent it, I looked at it. I'm like, and tell everybody what the link says.
We're number 3 in the nation.
In the nation, number 1 was like D.C., 2 is New York City, number 3, Granbury, Texas. I'm like, that's. So I said, fake news, man, fake news. And so you got the number 3 celebration, and why didn't you go down and participate?
What's that?
Why didn't you go down and participate if you've got the number 3 event?
Oh, we did. We didn't go. We just went in the backyard. In the, we hung out in the backyard and did put the lawn chairs out and had a good time.
I know, but why didn't you participate?
We did. We didn't go down there and into the crowd, but we right there in our backyard.
What? I know. That's my question. Why didn't you go down there?
That's participating.
What? Not going down there isn't participating?
Hmm?
No. It's non-participating.
It is, too. It's participating.
No, it's not. I know participating. That's opting out. I'm out. That's what that is. I'm just curious, if it's such a great celebration, why didn't you go down? But you know what? I didn't participate either. I non-participated yesterday. I worked on my computer and got it. It took me like 3 trips to the computer store, blah, 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 blah. But anyway, I didn't care. I was doing nothing. But I ultimately got it working. Everything's almost done. To be expeditionary and watch the Yankees, and then they start shooting fire. And so then it was a choice. Okay, we can go down to Newport, we can go down to Huntington, we can go someplace where there's fireworks, except if we do, we're not getting home till midnight because of the traffic. You can't get out of the beach, you know, 500,000 people down there watching fireworks, and you got Beach Boulevard getting out of Huntington Beach. It doesn't work. So Colleen took off. And I hung out. And then the dog started having a nervous breakdown, which bothered me. Because the last thing you need is a dog that's hyperventilating with bad breath.
Right.
So at first I was kind of compassionate. And then it was like, dude, relax. This is like the 10th annual time we've done this. Okay? You need to dial it down and point your mouth a different direction. So I was compassionate for a while, but, you know, a guy's only got so much compassion in him. Yes?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I didn't. Did you? Wait. Did you tell me about the Snuggie thing, or did somebody else?
Someone else, I think. It wasn't me.
Did you didn't buy your dog a Snuggie? That thing you wrap them up in like a mummy, like they're gonna die, and then they can't.
Yeah, they're called Thunder Jackets or
whatever. Yeah, no, he can't breathe hard in it because he can't breathe. I don't know that it does anything for the dog, so I don't know. I don't know. All right. Did you have a big grilling night? Would you 4th of July? It's about
Buffalo Burgers.
Buffalo Burgers. Would you give me a little rundown of the Buffalo Burger? Do you sauce the meat? Do you sauce the meat or go straight salt, pepper onto the grill? What do you do?
We get it from Wenzel's down in Hamilton. We'll go there when you get here.
All right. Wenzel's in Hamilton.
Yeah, we get it from there. They're the best.
And do you season them after you get them?
No, they don't need anything, man. They are perfect the way they are.
Buffalo Burgers. Okay. All right. So Buffalo Burgers, what else? Tell us about the rest of the meal. Come on. We're interested. We want to know.
No, just Buffalo Burgers. That's all I had. Buffalo Burgers. We had potatoes. It was good.
Buffalo Burgers. That's all I had. Oh, we had potatoes. Then that means that's not all you had, Mike, okay?
See, we had potatoes.
The world according to Garp. Email. Mac, I'm kind of curious about your friend who went to the Demolition Derby. Have you spoken to him? No, we have not. I have not spoken to him. He chimes in every once in a while. He was out that night, big social night, Demolition Derby. Next part of the email. Have you ever been to a Demolition Derby? I have. Mike, have you ever been to a Demolition Derby?
Yeah, when I was a kid.
Yeah.
When it was cool.
Yeah, they're big up in North Dakota, Minnesota. You go to small town fair and stuff like that. Because let me tell you why. Demolition Derby packs them in. Standing room only, man. Standing room only. Now, I'm not kidding either. They'll come from like 15 counties away to come see a Demolition Derby. And so it's a big moneymaker. It's a big money maker.
Yeah.
So, and they don't happen that often. So when they do happen, yeah, I'll go out and watch that. I go out and watch Demolition Derby right now. What time is it? 9:36 Pacific Coast time. If there was a demolition going on, hopefully at the Orange County Fair, so it would be relatively close, I'd go out and watch that some bitch. That's right. That's right. Another email.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Mac. Does Gunner have a lot of friends on Facebook? How many friends you got, Mike?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, doesn't Facebook tell you? How many friends do I have?
How many friends you got?
I have 520. And I know about... I know about 10% of them. I friend everybody.
Really?
I don't want... Yeah. Like, I don't know, like... I don't know most of these people. They want to be my friend, so I'm their friend.
I got 768.
Yeah, so you don't discriminate much.
And I know probably about 90% of them.
No, I'm looking, but you know what I hate about Facebook? One, if you're on Facebook, don't post your political shit. I don't care what your political persuasion is. Facebook is like.
I don't care as long as it's in line with mine.
I don't want to hear that. I don't care what you. We're friends. Okay. I don't want to read politics on Facebook. Okay. And two, nobody wants to hear from you 7 times a day. Got it?
Yeah.
How many times do you post? Do you post 7 times a day? You're a Facebook
kind
of, you're a Facebook kind of person though.
No, I don't post a lot.
All right. Just checking. Now I'm looking. I know everybody on my Facebook page, but sometimes somebody will crop up and I'll say, I don't know that person, and they post a lot. And then you can mute them, right? I mute them.
Yeah.
I yeah. mute them, and then
I do that a lot.
I mute them, and then I boot them, and then I act like if they ask me like, "Why'd you boot me?" I'm like, "I didn't boot anybody. I just play stupid." But I like if you send me a friend request, I'll like, okay, whatever. Because I hate getting hate mail. Like, what are you, Big Shot? You can't be my friend on Facebook? Yeah, that's, you know me. That's how I do it. Haven't you seen my picture of me in my alphas? Come on. Another question. Hey, Mac, can we do gun talk for a few minutes? I don't know. Gunner, you want to do gun talk for a few minutes?
Yeah, what questions does it have?
Questions actually about about ammunition.
Okay.
Is there a difference between what I should shoot in the summer and what I should shoot in the winter?
Question: what you should shoot in the winter?
What's going on? What happened?
Oh, they found the paint for the wall. They're excited.
They're excited because you went out and got the paint?
Yeah.
You're a good boy. What color is the paint?
I don't know. Don't ask me colors.
You had to go get the color, or did you just pick it up?
No, the daughter and wife went and got the color.
Oh, well, who just yelled?
Hmm?
Who yelled?
Oh, that was my daughter. They're like, oh, we found it.
Oh, all right. Just checking. Trying to keep tabs on the Musselman household. Is nobody working today?
No.
All right. What's Megan doing all summer?
Oh, she's working, but not today.
What does Megan do for a living?
She works she's a college student, but right. They're off for summer, right. And now she's working at Lowe's again.
Working at Lowe's. Did they get much of a family discount?
They get 10%.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's kind of lousy. 10% of a discount is nothing, okay? Yeah. Do you give? I love it, though, when they say, no, we don't give military discounts. The California Angels don't give military discounts. If you walk up and you say, hey, do you have military discount? No, we don't. Really?
Really?
Yeah. How bullshit is that?
That's pretty bullshit.
It is bullshit. The Angels, man. One more reason to hate them. In case you didn't have enough. All right, so back to ammunition.
Okay. What was the question?
What are you doing? You're not paying attention. I'm starting to get pissed about it. What are you doing?
I was watching them with the paint.
No, you weren't, because you're doing it before they even walked in with the paint.
No, they're trying to match the paint. They're trying to see if it matches.
Oh, does
so they're
it?
Talking about the weather, right? Does the weather?
Yeah. Ammunition. Should it change the ammunition I use in the winter as opposed to the summer?
No. Same. I mean, you keep track of it. There'll be differences in everything, but not huge.
All right. So you should normally it's just an elevation adjustment, the way the atmosphere impacts it. Yay, nay.
Yeah, it's just the fall off of it changes slightly.
Slightly. So would I notice it? And what does it tend to be? Is it lower in? In the summer?
I mean, so in the summer, if you're in a high humidity area, you'll have a different variance. Than you would in the winter. But
which direction is it going to vary? Negligible. Would I notice it?
It'll be very, very negligible. I mean,
would I notice it? Would it? Okay, I got a logbook. Would I notice it?
Yeah, you could. I mean, if you shoot a lot, if you don't, then
you won't.
You just blame it on, shooter application.
Another question. Mac, I've got another ammunition question. What weather factor, other than wind, impacts shooting the most?
Density, altitude.
Altitude, density. Is that the same thing?
Yeah, so, you know, the thickness of the thinness of the air.
All right.
Because it'll be more resistance.
Does humidity,
or at least resistance.
Does humidity have play into that
yes.
at all? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So altitude and humidity. Interesting. Interesting. And so all that would create more humidity, creates more drag on the
more
bullet.
More friction.
Right?
Yeah, more
right.
drag.
Higher altitude, yep. rounds go farther?
Less friction.
Less friction. Rounds go
less
farther.
Less atmosphere pressure, yeah.
Interesting. Email. Mac, you two losers sound like you're searching for topics today. Let me ask a question. Why did the gunner choose Texas over all other states? Was there something specific like the cost of living? Question mark. Thanks.
Hello.
Big Dave
Texas.
In Onion Land. Dave from Vacaville. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, so, yeah, I mean, Texas is in line with my conservative views. So, I mean, there's other states, but then the problem is, like the other southern states, I'm not a big humidity fan.
All right.
So, Georgia, hell no. The humidity in Georgia is horrible.
New Mexico?
There's not a lot. Unless you live in the northern part where there's trees and bushes and stuff, it's mostly scrubland.
It is scrubland. It's really pretty in the northern part.
Yeah.
Okay. Arizona.
Arizona, again, northern Arizona.
Right.
Once you get in the south, then you got the extreme heat, you know, Tucson and Phoenix. Ugh.
Okay. All right. So Texas. Okay. So we see that kind of driven to Texas.
Yeah.
Florida. Florida.
Winters,
Florida has too much humidity,
Florida,
right?
No. Yeah. They're just crazy in Florida. And the humidity. Humidity's awful.
All right, so that leaves us Texas. Did you have any relatives in Texas?
No.
That's a lie.
Not at all.
Did you have any in-laws?
What?
Did you have any in-laws in Texas?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Actually, I do have.
See what I mean?
Uncle.
This is the kind of shit my that mom. He does all the time.
Why are you hating on me?
You do this. Oh, you tell more lies than a.
I forgot.
There you go. That response has worked for him since he was six, okay? Probably earlier.
Yeah.
All right, so what relative lived there?
My uncle Jimmy lives here, my mom's brother.
Okay.
And he lives in the Houston area.
Okay.
And then, my wife's sister lives here.
There you have it. Boom. So the answer to the question is, Tina wanted to move there to be near her
huh?
sister. Tina wanted to be near her sister. That's why he's there. All the other stuff, like it believes, it lines up with my political point of views, and there's no state income tax. So stretches the dollar a little bit. Everything else is blah, 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 blah.
It's just white noise, right?
It's just white noise, okay? Bottom line, our money goes farther. I'm not going to have to work. Let's go. We're near your sister. Cost of living's great. We can live good. Gunner's got a nice house,
people
too.
Are cool.
None of that. That,
people are
that,
cool,
that was
so.
Not a factor. That was not a factor.
Yeah, it is.
That is not a factor.
I can't live in a state where there's a bunch of a-holes, man.
Oh, are you kidding me? You've been around a-holes your entire life, so it's not like it's going to impact
Yeah, I don't want to be around them the rest of my life.
Well, you don't have to. You can stay at home. You and the dog. What's your dog's name?
Blitz.
Schlitz?
Blitz.
Blitz, like a linebacker Blitz? It's pretty butch.
Sure, or, yeah, like the German name that was never used in World War II, the Blitzkrieg.
Who didn't use it? We used it. The Blitzkrieg. Lightning War.
Yeah, we used it. They didn't use it.
Well, because they didn't have it done to them. The French used it because they had it done to them. Yeah, the Maginot
yeah, right.
Line. This is the impenetrable Maginot Line. They drove around it, and France surrendered in 2 weeks.
Right.
What? Yeah, Mike, that's the biggest. What? What happened?
Yeah.
We had the Maginot
line didn't work out for you boys, did it?
We have the Maginot line. What'd they do? They went around it.
They went around you.
They went through Belgium. They went around it. What the hell? All right.
I know. It's crazy, man.
Here's another one. What would the gunner say if he was giving advice to retirees? He sounds like he's pretty happy in retirement. He likes his friends. He doesn't sound like he does a whole lot other than the things he likes to do. And he's a relatively young guy to be retired. So if he was giving retirement advice, what advice would he give? Whoa. Our retirement expert, Mike Musselman. So, Gunner, what advice would you give to people looking to retire?
I would give, find a place that'll make you happy.
Find a place that'll make you happy. Okay, let's talk about the elements of happiness. What would the element of happiness be? One, your wife's happy. Two, your money goes a long way. And the cost of living's okay, right? Those are elements of happiness.
Good people, good friends, man. Good people.
But you can't predict friends. Like, are you going to make good friends? You've made friends everywhere you go, though, right?
But you can pick them. This was easy because...
Okay, I'll grant you that.
The pool of friends, the possibility of friends, is so great.
Right. The values of people in rural America are good. Small town America.
Were similar to mine.
Right. No. And let me tell you, that's the major disconnect in the country. People want to say it's racial. It's not. It's people in small towns. They fend for themselves. They're responsible for themselves. They tend still to believe in respect. Right, in terms of the way they treat you and all that stuff, and that is small town America, and that's why D. Trump is in the White House, and so
that's right.
And so again, I don't all this other nonsense that you see on TV. Don't buy it for a second. There's great people all across this country, and if you go to small town America, I lived in a town of 70,000 people in North Dakota, and let me tell you, people were like, "You're going to move from California to North Dakota?" Yeah, we are. It's cold up there. Yeah, it is, but that's why we have coats and automatic car starters and seat heaters, okay? And my kids love that place, and I would not. You know, my son and I were talking. He said, you know, if you didn't get out of the Marine Corps, what would you have been during, you know, the march up and all that? I said, well, Duffy White was junior to me. Lou Caraparata was a little bit senior to me. So I'd probably been a battalion commander. And I said, but you know what? I would not, you know, life works in strange ways. That would have been an awesome experience, right? But you know what? I got to spend all the time coaching you and being with you guys and the experience I had running for public office and being part of a community. I couldn't have had that if I would have been in the Marine Corps. I said, so, you know, there's a big cost. You know, and my favorite thing in life is being a dad. And you know, you do it in the Marine Corps. It's just harder. And so, again, Mike and I were talking about a couple weeks ago, you know, I was talking about what's known as Heritage Days in East Grand Forks, Minnesota. So Grand Forks is right on the Red River of the North. It flows south to north, along with the Nile. There's a few rivers that defy gravity and flow like that. They actually don't defy gravity, but people think they do. But anyway, on the Minnesota side of the river, they do Heritage Days, and they preserve these old barns, their old tractors, and the farmers grease it all up, and you go out there, and they have the food at the time, and along with contemporary food because people are making money. But they do all the shit they used to do, right? Cut wood, bale hay, all this stuff using one engine and a whole series of belts. And, you know, when you grow up in smaller town America, you know, Mike and I have both been to those things. That's where we saw demolition derbies. And it's a better way of life, without a doubt. And I'll tell you what, it's not even close either. Quality of life, big city America, sucks.
Yep.
And the life that you lead, and because you've heard Mike come on the program, and like, where'd you, well, we went to a wedding and a funeral in the same day. How long have you lived in Granbury now? 3 years?
3 years.
3 years, right? And you meet people, and they take you in, and they're warm-hearted, and pretty soon you're a part of the community. So it's awesome. What's the thing you like most about it?
About here?
Yeah, about your life has changed from being a vagabond and moving around the world, deploying and coming home and doing all of that, to you're now house mouse. So what do you? I know you don't.
Yeah.
You don't like the word house mouse, but you are. You went and got the. You went and got the paint. That's house mouse stuff. Okay, so
I didn't get the paint.
So house mouse. What do you like most about your new life? It's okay. We could like change the connotation to house mouse. House mouse. What's the what's your?
Oh my god!
Every time I say house mouse, he goes stiff. Okay, house mouse. What do you like most about your new life as a house mouse?
The people.
Yeah.
The good people.
Buck, Biff, Ron.
Ralph. I mean, all of them.
Ralph. That's the best part. What's been the biggest surprise that you had moving to? Because you'd been to Granbury, though, because of your sister-in-law, right?
No. We never visited here, no.
You never? Because I remember the first time you went, you were sending pictures. Hey, look at this. This is the courthouse.
That's when we were looking at buying a home, yeah.
Had you already picked out that you were going there?
Well, when I sent those pictures, I think we just bought the house.
Oh, so you'd already decided. How did you decide that you were going to Granbury?
Buying the house.
Buying the house. I know, but what made you decide? So it was just, did you go there and spend any time, hang out with your sister-in-law, get around a little bit? Oh, you didn't?
No.
Whoa.
No.
Wow.
Just jumped in, man. Just jumped in the deep end.
You know what? I like that kind of irresponsible behavior.
Yeah. It's good irresponsible behavior.
I'm a fan. I like those kind of decisive some things other people wouldn't do. Another email. Mac, how does the state of Texas finance their treasury? Like every other state, they have roads, they have schools. Are they sales tax state? How do they do it, Mike? How do they do it?
Yeah, sales tax and properties and oil and gas and all of the above.
All of the above. So consumption.
But we don't have huge social welfare programs, so we're not bankrupt.
I'll have to look at Texas state solvency. Let's see where Texas ranks. State fiscal rankings. You have no idea what I'm about to say, do you? Texas ranks right in the middle. States that are the most healthy state financially? Guess. It's kind of interesting. I would not have guessed this state. Fiscally most healthy state.
I have no clue.
Florida. Yeah. What?
That's pretty crazy.
Number two, North Dakota. Number three, South Dakota. Number four, Utah. Number five, those Mormons always save their money. Number five, Wyoming. Nothing going on in Wyoming.
Right.
And then you have a whole bunch of states in the middle tier. Kind of interesting. The most distressed states financially are what?
Massachusetts.
48. Next?
Maryland.
46. Next?
California.
Negative. Next.
Well, just tell me that.
No, you're doing really good guessing. Illinois, 49. Number 50, New Jersey. Number 47, Kentucky. Those are the states.
Kentucky?
Kentucky. That's right. With all that Jack Daniels bourbon, Kentucky.
Jack Daniels is Tennessee, though. And it's not bourbon.
Oh, I thought it was Kentucky was in Lynchburg, Kentucky.
Yeah, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
Those are your bottom five. Below average, California, Arizona, New Mexico, Louisiana, and your future home, Mississippi. Okay, Michigan, Maine, yeah, hope you're listening, Buck. Vermont, New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, all below average. Okay, and then top five, baby. Florida, number one. I would never have guessed Florida, number one. North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming, and Utah. Pretty amazing.
Yeah, I would have never guessed Florida.
Yeah, Florida. Why? The summary of the key finding. One, cash solvency. Does a state have enough cash on hand to cover its short-term bills? Two, budget solvency. Can a state cover its fiscal year spending with current revenues? Does it have a budget shortfall? Three, long-term solvency. That's important. Can a state meet its long-term commitments? Is there enough money to cushion it from economic shocks or long-term financial risks? Four, service-level solvency. How much fiscal slack does a state have to increase spending if citizens demand more services? And last but not least, trust fund solvencies. And that is the whole issue of unfunded pension liabilities. And every one of the states that you see in the bottom five have huge unfunded pension liabilities. To the point that many predict at some point, like what happened with the airlines employees, stewardess and pilots, they'll get called in and said, hey, we can liquidate this thing and you'll get a check for $30,000, or you can allow us to reinvest this, and in that case you're all your benefits are gonna be according to this schedule. But you'll probably get double what the $30,000. And that's called pension mismanagement. And so all those states are close to going into receivership for those issues. They have huge, Illinois, huge, and New Jersey as well, huge public pensions that they promise people that they do not have the money for. Yeah, like the pension's like 22% funded. What? Yeah. And those are not cheap bills. Anyway. All right, so what do you got going today? Anything exciting? Other than your face? I think you should investigate. You're going to investigate the guy on Facebook. Now, do you think, is there any part of you that believes that he's a stolen valor guy?
No, he's not.
No stolen valor?
No. No, absolutely not. But, no, today, I think.
Because I was kind of excited that it might be stolen valor, because then you can investigate him and start threatening him. You know how, like, you do that to people online? I like that when you do it.
Yeah. No, today I think it's going to be a paint day because they just left to go get the paint.
Well, wait a minute. I thought they got the paint.
They got the paint from upstairs up in the attic. They found it.
Oh.
Now they're going to go get it. Matched. Yeah.
I got it now. I didn't understand before. I just heard the very emotional reaction of Megan, who sounded to be extremely excited about it. And so.
Yeah, because we were trying to match the paint, but we were doing a bad job.
Now that they have the number, they can go do it.
Right.
Boom. All right.
Right.
All right.
So we'll see. All right, man.
All right, man. Have a good 5th of July.
Okay. I'll talk to you later.
All right, Mike. See ya. That's the Mike, the Prince, Gunnar Musselman. Oh, my God. There you have it. The Gunner. He got nothing to do. Got nothing to do today. Yeah. When he retired, he like, yeah, I'm not working anymore. So he puts around and teaches shooting and stuff like that. But that's it. Speaking of that's it. Thanks for listening today. If you haven't seen the picture we were talking about, go to the website. Okay. TAP stands for Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors. Okay. T-A-P-S. Nonprofit organization that provides care and support to families and friends grieving the loss of a member of the armed forces. www.taps.org. So these kids were a part of that. So check it out. I'm going to track the kid down. See if he wants to come on and be interviewed on All Marine Radio. Find out who he is, what he's doing this summer. How come they didn't give him a t-shirt that fit better? Yeah, what's up with that? Who taught him how to salute? Good looking kid too, with a good, as I said, with a good haircut. God bless him and his family. That's a rough one. All right. Yeah, I would tell you, relative to Facebook, go through your friends. And look for people that don't make sense. Or people that don't have a picture. Normally, that's a fraudulent Facebook account that got into your Facebook account and filched information about your friends. There you have it. That'll do it. Thanks for listening. The Chef will join us tomorrow. The Gunner will be back. If you have a suggestion for Gun Talk, go ahead, let me have it. Don't forget, it's your responsibility to live the high life. And you know what? I'm not an anti-alcohol crusader, but I made a phone call yesterday to somebody who listens to the program. Hey, Mac, what's up? Don't get drunk today. Got it? I'm not. No, listen to me. You got it? That's an order. Yes, sir. I'm like, all right. I like it. No, again, I'm not, you know, if you can do alcohol, fine. If you can't, stop drinking, man. You know, most of my guys, I think we're all by coincidence. We don't drink that much. You know, rarely I would even say. And guess what? It's part of living a better life. You don't need to self-medicate like that. Be done with it. If you don't have an issue, then have at it. So, on a Thursday, All Marine Radio, over and out. Live the high life, man. We owe it to our friends who didn't come back. Don't forget that. Have a good Thursday. Later.